Hi, thank you so much for joining. This is Pastor Patricia, and the message today is watch and pray. Have your way, Father God. We need you in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew chapter 26, verse 33 to 35 says, Peter answered and said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said unto him, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. Verse 38, then said he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. Verse 40 to 41, and he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and said unto Peter, what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Could you not watch with me 1 hour? This 1 hour is not a declaration of a specific time frame that is to be spent in prayer, rather it is an assertion of going the distance. The time that is spent is not definitive or set. It is something that is relational. It is something that's personal, a request. What is it that God will have for us? Is he saying this to us or is he saying that to us? It's not always the same thing for every person in every situation. Even when we think about when we're praying for someone, it may not always be for 1 hour. It may be longer. It may be less. What is required? What is requested? What is the desire? What is going on in that situation? We must realize what is asked of us. That's why the hour is a statement, not necessarily saying we have to pray for a particular hour. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thinking about the word, watch, it stands out to me as an appeal. Appeal to understanding the season that Peter was in, the situation that was at hand, and the severity of it. And that's how it is in our lives when God will have us to watch and pray. We have to understand and be attentive. We have to be on the lookout. We have to be alert. We understand that we have an adversary. Praise God, and we must be attentive to what our Father is speaking to our hearts, even when it's regarding prayer. Glory to God. Pray with me and pray for me. It's also is to say, this is for you. He knew what Peter was going to do. He said, you're going to deny me 3 times. He knew the fact of what was about to take place. See, the thing is, he said, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So he also knew about the desire of Peter's heart. But he knew that as far as the flesh, we have to combat that in prayer. Praise God. He said regarding this, regarding prayer, we got to understand that we can gain strength in prayer from our Father in heaven to combat in the supernatural regarding things that come against us and to gain breakthrough. God helps us by his spirit to overcome challenges and overcome obstacles. We must understand that we're in a spiritual war. We must come to God always in prayer and to know that we can find help. He is a very present help in time of need, that he won't leave us alone. We don't know sometimes how to pray. We don't know exactly the severity or the season. We may not know the depths of it, but in prayer, even by his spirit, we understand that God deals with us and we can be able to continue to pray and pray and pray to know that we can gain strength to overcome, to be able to get through those trying times that we're in the midst of. We need him always. Let's continue to do as he had requested of Peter to do and as he stated to his disciples, and that is to watch and pray. Thank you, Father God, for Jesus. We need you always. In Jesus' name, amen.